I was watching the news, and they just went through a whole litany of all the good things that are going on in the world. They had a lot of visual, a lot of audio about it. And it was like, wow, this is such a great world that they're reporting on. Why are you laughing? I don't understand. What station? Exactly right. Because we'd like to tune into it, wouldn't we? Right. So you probably noticed that the title of this, We Bring Good Things to Life. We Bring Good Things to Light. Do you remember who did that? General Electric. Some of you don't remember because you're too young. But that's what GE used to say all the time. That was it. And I started thinking about that. I said, you know, wait, is that true? It's kind of reminded me of that philosophical question, if a tree falls in a forest and there's no one to hear it, does it make a sound? If there's good going on in the world, but there's nobody to acknowledge it or see it, does it have an impact? And I thought, wow, that's so true. You know, it's like if we did not have ears, if we could not hear, we would not even have a word called sound, would we? There'd be like, nobody would be talking about sound. We wouldn't have music, right? Because why would there be music without us having the ability to receive the sound waves and feel it? And if that tree could fall also without any kind of vibration, if it just fell and we didn't have that sense of feeling, so we can't hear it and we don't feel it when it falls right behind us, we just keep walking on. It hasn't really affected us. It hasn't vibrated with us. It hasn't told us something just happened. And I think that's true of good. Unless we actually say, I'm going to look up from my world and acknowledge all the good that's going on, then I'm actually going to miss it. And it's not going to have an impact on my life, and it's not going to vibrate and ripple out into the world. And it's just like such an obvious thing that we kind of overlook, that we actually are what brings good to life. We're actually it. If we decided none of us were ever going to notice anything good again, it really wouldn't matter if good existed. Do you see what I'm saying? It has to be received. It has to have something to vibrate against. And it also is something that is given from us. So we recognize when others are doing it, we recognize it already in the world, and also it's something that comes through us that we actually bring to life. We've been talking a lot about choice, about free will lately, and so I just wanted to really take a little bit of time to really focus in on our attitude, because that is where our joy lives or doesn't live. It's like we actually bring that to life also with what we decide we're going to focus on, what perspective we're going to take about anything that's going on. So this morning could have started out as a terrible day for me, and depending on what kind of person I was, it would just keep moving on in that direction, giving me more proof that life throws up roadblocks in front of you all the time. Are you to say, it's all going to work out fine? They know what to do. If I don't show up, somebody's going to get up and say something about something. And that's the truth. And Billy's still going to play his music. Somebody's going to read the quotes, and somebody's going to say, well, I'd like to say something about something. So, I mean, when we realize that, it's like, well, that would just give another opportunity for something else to be born. That's one way of looking at it. That's an opportunity for everybody to understand that a spiritual center is not a building, but it's something we carry within us. That it's not brick and mortar. It's what is within us that counts. There's people that are going through physical challenges. and one in particular that I can think of, but I don't want to put him on the spot. But so many times, many of us remark, gosh, his attitude is so good as he's going through this. And now that part's over, which is good. But it was like such a religion, such a lesson to watch somebody who could be so positive in the midst of what a lot of people would freak out over and just say, this is just awful. Something's going to get you no matter which way you turn. Or you could say, I'm in good hands. I'm so glad that things have come along the way they have. And I'm assured that this is going to do the trick. And if it doesn't, there's something right behind this that will. And I'm so grateful. And this gives me an opportunity to stop and say to myself, how do I feel about this thing called life? And I think we're always being asked that question. How do you feel about this thing called life? And whenever something horrible seems to happen in our world, the news focuses in on that. Even though it's like a sliver, it's the smallest percentage of everything that's going on in the world, it focuses on that. And then we watch that and we fill ourselves up on a diet of that. And we talk about that, and before you know it, we're stereotyping and throwing everybody into a category of they. Now, this morning when I did turn the news on, it was very interesting. There was a story about a police officer in Kansas City, Missouri, who saw a man who was on the street who was homeless and needed help and was addicted. And he said to the police officer, I need help, man, I need help. And he put him in the car and he took him to the hospital. And then the guy was blown away because when it was time for him to leave the hospital, the police officer came to pick him up. And he had made arrangements to get him into a shelter, a place for people, for not only just a shelter, but also rehabilitation. They did both of them there. And the guy was just blown away. And now what do we do with a story like that? We tuck it in one time. And that's the end of it. It's not on every station. It's not shown over and over again. So everybody starts to form a picture of that's an isolated incident instead of there are many incidences similar to that. After 9/11, one of the things that people remarked was how much nicer everybody is to each other. They seem to really see something like I've got to be the good. I'm going to extend myself. I'm not going to let this terrorize me. I'm going to extend myself. And I recognize how important these fellow travelers are to me. And I'm not going to let this make everybody feel afraid. How do we make people feel safe? With our kindness. That's how we do it. We make people feel safe with our compassion. We make people feel safe when they say, I accept you for who you are. We make people feel safe when they say, it's okay that you messed up over here because we all do that. We all messed up. Way back when, maybe right now, maybe tomorrow. That's part of the human beingness here. We're all learning. We're all in lessons. And every lesson that comes up is an opportunity to choose our attitude. Everything that we go through is an opportunity to bring more good into our life, to bring it to life. And so that's one of the things we really focus on at Harmony Fellowship is to say, okay, there's people that need food. Let's put some energy into Feed My People. And you guys just like, whew, let's do that. And I know you give good in many different ways. Or an example is this thing at Buddha School that's been going on for 7 years now. Pat gets out there with her little table. Becca started this a long time ago, and Pat gets out there now, and she does it every year. And people pick up the gift cards and give money, just like that. But if we take it further than that, we picture these people receiving food and taking it in. But they're not just receiving food. They're receiving good. And those kids that are opening those gifts that are things like, I need shoes, are not thinking shoes, these are great shoes. They're also thinking, somebody cares about me that doesn't even know me. That's incredible. And that changes and ripples out into the world of, the world is a good place filled with lots of good people, and I don't even have to know who they are at all. That I had a need, somebody wanted to fill the need, and there's this wonderful nurse at the school who pays attention to the needs. And now she knows she can reach out to us when something like that happens. That's just a sliver. Just a sliver. But so is the other stuff that we focus on that we would name negative. So it really comes down to, where are we going to put our attention? Not where somebody else has put their attention, but where are we going to put our attention? Where am I going to put my attention? Am I going to go every day looking for good and being the good? I mean, how hard would that be to go online in today's world and say, good deeds, type it in, and see what comes up? After 9/11, people opened up their restaurants to people that were out of work, and let them come in and eat for free or just throw down whatever they could afford. Dry cleaners said, I will clean your suit or whatever it is you need for your job interview if you're out of work. All of a sudden, all this good showed up, and there was a TV show where they said, we couldn't possibly cover all the stories that are pouring in of all the good. So we're not going to. So, I mean, truly, that's really what happened. They were overwhelmed by all the good in the world, by the amazing proportion of good to what wasn't good going on in the world. So when you have that police officer who cares and picks up the guy, and I know I've had very good experiences also, can we stereotype and say, everyone's like that, or can we say, everyone is capable of good? Everyone at any moment can have a change of heart. So when we look at our world and say, oh my gosh, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. These people, we lump them all together as if everybody feels and thinks the same way. When actually, we don't gather together and collectively have a change of heart, do we? We individually have a change of heart. And we have it because of something that happened in our lives. It's individual, and that's true of everyone, everywhere. So if we want to focus on the good in the world, one of the ways to do it is to imagine a softening of the human heart everywhere. And we help it soften when we soften our own heart, because that ripples out into the world. And if we want to see more good in the world, we bring it to life through us, because good is like sound without ears if we don't receive it, if we don't acknowledge it, if we don't recognize it. This is not small potatoes. This is big stuff. Very big. There is a commercial, I don't remember even who it's for. Sometimes you ever watch commercials, you're like, you like the commercial, but you don't know what it's about. But it shows people behind the screen where all you can see is their skeletons. And it talks about how love has no disability. It has no bias. It has no race. Those are all stories. It's all story. It's like, what story are we going to live in? What is our choice of attitude going to be? Am I going to say, I live in the story of a world that's becoming more loving, more compassionate, and is overflowing in good? Or am I going to believe that it's a world where terrorism is out of hand? Which is another way of saying, fear is out of hand. And how am I going to counter that? I'm going to counter it with love. Because the two can't exist in the same space. They can't. I can't love somebody I fear. And we have to roll it way back. I can't love a God that I'm afraid of. I can't love a God that is distant, that only shows himself occasionally. So when people begin praying to God that God heal the world, we need a new definition of God. We need good to heal the world. We need that pure creative energy, which is absolutely neutral, that we can do something positive with it or something negative with it. We can take electricity and we can plug it in, lights, and everything will light up. But some people used it to end lives through the electric chair. Same energy, one used for one reason and one used for the other. Pure creative God energy used this way or that way. We get to choose. We have the choice of an attitude that shapes our lives and shapes our world. And I think sometimes we don't think it. We think it's no big deal. It's no big deal I just opened that door for that person or handed them an umbrella when they were standing out in the rain waiting for a bus. It doesn't matter. It matters so much. When you think about the good that people have done for you, it sticks with you. It really does. I mean, I think a lot of times when you were growing up, there might have been that one teacher who saw the good in you and said something to you, and you remember it your entire life. So no matter what line of work we're in, we shape lives and we bring good to light and to life. To light by recognizing it, to life by allowing it through us. We talk about things like that during this time of the year, goodwill to all. It's not just a word. It really means everybody, everywhere. As soon as I put up a wall in my heart against a certain religion or belief system or whatever, then I've put up a wall. And I don't block the good just for that person. I'm blocking it within myself. So it takes an effort to relax and to see that God really is within everyone everywhere and that it's a pure creative energy that can be used for good or for not so much good. But it starts with us. It starts with us. Thank you very much.